Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash. On today's episode, we're going to talk through a little of the Stars Panthers game from Monday, and then we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming games and just where the Stars. We're going to ask the question: are the Stars a bad hockey team? We're going to get into a little bit of that. And then also we do have some schedule talk. The NHL released on Tuesday, where they released the updated schedule for the Stars and have everything being shifted around and where everything is now. So we'll get into a little of that. But before we get into the schedule talk, let's go ahead and let's recap the Stars 3-1 loss at the Florida Panthers on Monday. Haven't got a chance to talk to you all about that. That was brutal to watch, and I'm sorry I'm making you relive it. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, relive it more than 24 hours later. You know, that was some rough hockey to watch. The Stars got out to an early lead. Blake Como finished off a rebound from a Jason Robertson shot. Jason Robertson, by the way, extends his scoring streak to 5 games. And, you know, in the first period, it was pretty even. The Stars looked, you know, they had some good stretches, some bad stretches, but all in all, they looked very much in the game. I think shots were 11-10 after the end of the first period in favor of Florida. Very, very even contest. And then the Stars packed up and went back to the hotel, and the Florida Panthers continued to play. Shots were 11-10 at the end of the first period. Shots at the end of the game, 52-25 in favor of the Florida Panthers. The Stars were outshot 41-14 in the second and third periods. The Florida Panthers absolutely dominated. The fact that it was only 3-1 is a miracle, and his name is Anton Khudobin. I mean, and we'll talk about that performance individually. The Stars, I mean, they don't just lose. They get absolutely worked over by the Florida Panthers in this one, and it's really starting to raise the question, what is this team? What is their ceiling? Because, we were looking at this team and kind of going, you know, they're in sixth, but they've got all these games in hand, and, you know, they've had the pause at the beginning of the season where they didn't start on time, and, you know, they've had injuries, and so, we could work, and they looked good, but they were losing games, and so there were some excuses that could be had and could be understandable as to why they weren't performing. And then they don't play for a week. And not to the circumstances of their own, and not necessarily, not good circumstances by any stretch, but they don't play for a week, so they have this week to kind of reset. They're on this losing streak. They've won 1 out of their last 8. Reset. They were 1-3-4 going into this Florida game. Reset. Come out. Play with energy. Play with passion. Play with drive. And they do it for about 20 minutes. And then they just disappeared. And so, it raises the question now, what is this Dallas Stars team and where are they going? Currently, they sit 7th in the division. They now have just 14 points through 13 games. They're behind Nashville. They're 2 points out of Nashville in sixth. Behind Nashville in sixth. They have 5 games in hand on Nashville. They're 7 points out of fifth. They are 9 points out of a playoff spot. 10 points off of the Chicago Blackhawks in third. And they have games in hand on all these teams. And so, the Stars win. If they go in, they've got Chicago, because they're the most realistic playoff team to catch right this second. There's seven games in hand, to 14 points. They're 10 points back. So they win, what is that? They win 5 of those 7 games. Boom, they're in a playoff spot just like that. They've caught Chicago. And so it's, there's still that to lean on, but this is just bad hockey from the Stars team. And to go into Florida, who's a good team, and surprised us all, because nobody really thought they were going to be this good. They are really good. And we talked to Armando Velez of Locked On Panthers about this Panthers team and the kind of breakout year they've had. And, nobody really thought they were going to be this good. But you're far enough in the season, you're not getting caught off guard. You know they're a good hockey team. You know they're one of the best in the Central Division. And to go out and just lay an egg like they did, the Stars outshot 52-25. They lose the faceoff battle 56-44. Penalty kill does go 3-for-3. Power play was 0-for-1. The Stars did out hit Florida. They blocked more shots than Florida. But I mean, it was absolute absurdity. The second period especially, Florida had over 40 shots. The shots were in the second period. What was it? I think Florida had 40 shots to 14. So it was shots in the second period were 29-4. Shots on goal, 29-4 in favor of the Florida Panthers in the second period. The second period is where they took the lead. They were down 1-0. They took a 2-1 lead in the second period, and they score an empty netter at the end of the game. But, I mean, it's just, I don't want to focus too much on it because it was so bad, but it really starts to start. You really are getting some concern now of, like, what is this Stars team when the power play is not clipping at 75% like it was at the beginning of the year? You know, when you're not drawing 5-6 power play, your penalties leading to power plays a game, what is this team? What can they do? Because they can put up shots. They can put up 30 plus shots a game sometimes, but they can't seem to score the puck. Defensively, they're not giving up goals. You know, they only give up 3 to Florida. That wasn't really because of good defense. That was because Anton Dobin stood on his head for about 40 minutes, the last 40 minutes of that game, and gave the Stars a chance to even wake up. And so, you know, this team, they look bad. And this was the first one where they really, really looked bad. And I think the concern is not that they've looked bad all year, because I think they've been up and down. And, you know, some of their losses, you know, a puck bounces one way for the Stars and the other way for another team, for Chicago, for example, and they win those two games with Chicago rather than losing those two. So, I mean, they're within a couple of pucks bouncing one way or the other of being much more positive in the record department. But I think it's the fact that you have a 1-win and 8-game stretch, and so this is your opportunity to kind of, you know, flip the script, so to speak, and turn things over. And they go out and not just lay an egg, but I mean, that was one of the worst in my Stars hockey following years, which is, you know, going on 6-7 years, something like that, was when I really got into it and I followed, you know, very, very closely. That was one of the worst games I think I've seen this Dallas Stars franchise play. It was it tied a franchise record in shots on goal faced at 52. It's only happened 3 times prior in since the team moved to Dallas. Anton Dobin, well, the one bright spot, there was one bright spot. Anton Dobin stopped 49 of 51 shots faced. He stopped 13 shots on the power play. Mind you, the Panthers had 3 power plays, and they had 13 shots on goal in 3 power plays. Stopped 35 of 37 at even strength. He had a .961 save percentage. He was absolutely unbelievable. And, credit Chris Drieger. He was great. Stopped 24-25. But, I mean, it's just, I don't even know where to go with it. It was just, they were outplayed. There was no consistency. You know, when they had the puck in their zone, it was just like the forward just took off and it was just bomb it down the ice and try to get a breakaway. That was like the semblance of their offense. It was just like, just chuck it down the ice, hope something happens. There was no forecheck of any kind, consistent forecheck. The team play was suspect. The transition play was bad. They didn't have evidence. They'd never had Florida on their heels. They drew one penalty. One power play. They drew more than one penalty. One power play. They had one power play in this game. It was abysmal all the way around. And so the question, and we'll get into this a little bit in the B block, is what is this team and where do they go from here? Because they play Florida 2 more times. They play the same team 2 more times. They play them Wednesday night, Thursday night. We'll talk about those games a little bit as well. Where does this team go? Because not only do they play Florida, who's atop the division, the next 2 games, they then turn around and play the Tampa Bay Lightning on the road for 2 games. The arguably the best team in the NHL, reigning Stanley Cup champions, obviously. You know, does it need to see Tampa Bay to kind of get that wake up call and say, hey, remember this team that just, you know, took away a lot of you guys' best shot at a Stanley Cup in your career, maybe your only shot. They just took that away from you, but maybe that gets some more. I don't know. But this was a bad performance by the Dallas Stars. We'll keep talking about that What is this is a bad hockey team? We're going to get into that in the B block. Before we do, got to talk to you about rockauto.com. There's an ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models out there, and it's impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure pointless or intimidating questioning about your vehicle? You don't need to know these answers. You don't know these answers. There's so many different variables. You don't know them. The guy behind the counter then just sits there. He orders the parts that his warehouse happens to carry. There's no variety. It's just what they've got. You don't need to do any of that. You've got access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. It's a family-owned business. They've served auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. You can go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. While you're there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcast. All right, so we're talking about the Stars, and are they a bad hockey team? That's the question I want to get into. Is this actually just not a good hockey team anymore? It was their peak the last postseason. They find they truly just catch, sorry for the lack of a better phrase, lightning in a bottle when they went in that playoff, and they just, it clicked, and they had the right mix of being, you know, guys outperformed their abilities. They got lucky. Was it truly that, and this team is actually just a kind of a mediocre team, or are they truly underachieving at this point? And, you know, up until the Florida game, I would have told you they're underachieving and they've been unlucky. That is this what this team is. You look at the firepower they've got. This team can produce, and this team can win, and it can win, especially once it gets fully healthy, gets Tyler Seguin back, Ben Bishop back. This team is good enough to be a playoff team and to, you know, be a favorite out of this division and in the postseason. Now, you've got to throttle back a little bit. I mean, just logically, you got to temper some of those expectations. I still think this team's good enough to be a playoff team. I'll start with that. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're good enough to do that. You know, they've played 13 games. They are going to play a full 56-game schedule, so they've got 43 more games to go. You know, there's still a lot of hockey to be played. That being said, and they're only 12 points out of first, you know, so, I mean, yeah, in the division. So, no, it's not over by any stretch. You're not packing things up. You know, you talk about at a playoff spot, you know, they're 9 points out of fourth, they're 10 points out of third, but the third place team has played 7 more games than them. You know, it's not over by any stretch, but there's some concerning kind of takeaways from this so far. This is actually Josh Clark, former host here at the Locked On Stars podcast. He sent me this text message. We were talking about the game Monday night, and he said, "Fun stat for the pod. Stars are 0-3-4 against the current top teams in the Central Division. The Stars are winless in 7 games against Florida, Carolina, Chicago, and Tampa Bay, who they haven't played yet." Folks, that's not good. And that is a very, very concerning statistic, because if you're good but unlucky, you don't go 0-3-4. If you're good but unlucky, you go maybe 2-2-3, whatever it is. But you don't walk away winless through 7 games if you're a good team up to the caliber of these other teams. But this, I mean, Stars right now in their last 10, 2-4-4, they're 1-3-1 on the road. And their last, they're now what, one win in their last nine games now. I mean, it's been brutal, brutal hockey. Somehow they still have a positive goal differential, I guess, because they're not getting blown out most nights. But, and they did their fair share of blowing out teams. But, I mean, this team wants to get to the playoffs. They can't do it by beating up on Nashville and Detroit and then sneaking a few games against Columbus here and there. I mean, they've got to be able to beat these teams in front of them. They've got to be able to split the season series against Florida at the very least. Split or get close to splitting the season series against Tampa Bay. They got to figure out. They got 4 games against Carolina left. They've not won one. They've got to figure out a way to snag a couple of wins against Carolina. Chicago, they've got to be winning that season series. It's not just split. It's not just win a cup. They got to win that season series against Chicago. And right now they got 6 games, and then they're winless in 2. So, I mean, they've got to win these games. you can't make your bread and butter off beating Nashville and Detroit by 5-0, you know, beating them 5-0. Those are bad hockey teams. We know those are bad hockey teams. Even though Nashville's ahead of them, the Stars could win Wednesday night when you're listening to this and jump them. And it's, you know, Nashville's bad. Detroit's awful. You can't rest on beating those teams because guess what? Newsflash. Every team in the Central Division is going to destroy the Detroit Red Wings. Every team in the Central Division that you're competing against for a playoff spot is going to beat Nashville 9 times out of 10. These are bad hockey teams. The Stars don't need to be the team that's looking to just beat up on the worst teams. They need to be beating these teams that are up ahead of them in playoff spots. And right now, I'm concerned, can they do that? I look at it, and man, was Monday a downer, because it was just, there was no kind of light. And even when, you know, Florida came out and just kind of punched them in the face a little bit there in the second period, came out strong. And you see this, the Stars, okay, Anton Radomski keeps them in it for the first half of the second period, and then, you know, a flip switches, and the Stars get their forecheck going, they throw that FCC line out, you know, get some, you know, start throwing the bodies around a little bit, and boom, it flips on a dime. They turtled a little bit. I mean, they did. They looked lost. Is really what it came. They looked lost. Like, what do I do? How do we react to this? And so, you know, is it coaching? Is it the players? I don't know. And this is probably the harshest you've ever heard me talk about this Stars team. But you know, it begs the question. I think, like I said, I think they are a playoff team. You look at that roster. It is way too talented to not be in the top four in this division. This is a better hockey team than the Chicago Blackhawks. It is. Even without Tyler Seguin, even without Ben Bishop, even without Alexander Radulov, who we haven't seen in a couple weeks, this is a better hockey team than the Chicago Blackhawks on paper. There's no reason they should be behind Chicago at the end of the year. You know, I think they're as good as Florida. Although Florida's been very, very good. I think they're as good as Florida. They're not getting outshot 52-25. That's for sure. Even if they're the third or fourth seed, it's been a rough go of it. And the Stars are now winless in the past 21 days now. I think it's been 3 weeks since the Stars last won a hockey game. Of course, they did have a week, but they didn't play. But that doesn't sound as nice on the old Twitter sphere. But as a whole, it's been abysmal hockey. And they get another chance. They're going to get another chance against this Florida team. And hey, you win these two against Florida on Wednesday, Thursday, boom. The sun is now shining. The birds are chirping. Everything feels great. Sunshiny. Hey, we had a rough patch, but the Stars are out of it. You know, they just knocked off the top team in the division 2 nights in a row. They're now back into, they'd be, you know, closing on Columbus. They'd have jumped Nashville. You know, they've got the games in hand. They'd still have like 5 or 6 games in hand on Columbus and only be, you know, maybe 5 points off. You know, things are feeling good. You go and you lose. You win one. Heaven forbid you lose both against this Florida team staring down the barrel of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I think it'll be time to press the panic button for this Dallas Stars team. They have the worst record over their last 10 in the Central Division currently. Everybody else has more than 2 wins. The teams in playoff spots so far, Tampa Bay is 7-3-0, Chicago 7-2-1, Carolina 6-3-1, and Florida is 7-3-0, and the Stars are 2-4-4. Not good enough. They know it's not good enough. You know, it's no secret. They know it's not good enough. There's only so much I need to say. They know that what they did on Monday was awful. It was not good hockey, there's not really a way to sugarcoat it. You know, I think you're gonna see what this team is on Wednesday. If they go out there and they, you know, go 110 miles an hour, flying around the ice, you know, winning 50-50 pucks, you know, drawing, you know, just getting on top of Florida and just pummeling them, and not even in the scoreline, just physically, just absolutely just grinding away, you'll go, okay, there's some life in this team. If they go out and they can't get out of neutral, even if it's not as big a disparity as it was in Monday's game, they get out of neutral, they get outshot, maybe, you know, they're physical, but they never really feel in it, and by the end of the game, they're down 2 or 3 goals, and then that's when you go, there's a real problem with this team, and you know, the safety blanket of, hey, well, we don't have Tyler Seguin, our highest paid player. We don't have Ben Bishop. That safety blanket is not good enough for a playoff team. That safety blanket is there when you're the fourth seed and, hey, I think we're a two seed in talent, but we don't have our best player. Get them back. Maybe they can, you know, help us rebound a little bit. That doesn't help a sixth place team become a playoff team. It doesn't. You know, it doesn't help a team that's winless in their last eight, seven, something like that, become a player. That Tyler Seguin, even at his best, is not that good. He can be very good, and I think he'll be better than what we saw in the postseason and towards the end of last year, but he's not that good, and there's very few players in the NHL that are. They got to turn it around. You know, Wednesday, I'm going to have my eyes glued to it. I know you are too. What we see Wednesday is going to give us a big indication of what this team is moving forward, and whether it's, hey, this was just a really, really bad stretch for this team, or whether this is full-on panic time. So, bright spot, Anton Hudobin. He was phenomenal. Rest of the team, really, really bad. Let's step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll run through the schedule updates because the NHL did release those. How rescheduling all the Stars missed games, and there was a lot of stuff rearranged. So the Star schedule is it's the toughest in the NHL from this point on. It really is, and they have an uphill battle and some to get back into a playoff spot. Before we get all to all of that though, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered on the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than a Game. Right now, you can hear Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a Black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so Dallas Stars have Mondays in the past. I've ranted about it. We've talked about it. I'm sorry to bring it up again, but it's over. It's in the past. Now we look to what is going to be a brutal end of the season. Just from this point on, the Stars, they don't get a break. They don't get a break the rest of the year, pretty much. The schedule now has been adjusted to account for the games that were missed for the Stars this past week. It required a lot of rearranging of other games, and the Stars saw some off days disappear. For the Stars currently, you know, the rest of this week is going to look the same. They're at Florida on 4 p.m. puck drop on Wednesday, so an early puck drop, and then at Florida on Thursday before going to Tampa Bay on Saturday. But let's go ahead and get into all of this. Tampa Bay at Dallas, originally scheduled for February 18th. That was last Thursday. Is now scheduled for Tuesday, March the 2nd. So Tuesday, March 2nd, February 18th to Tuesday, March the 2nd. That is when the first game is being rescheduled. Pop that one in there. So they were going to Tampa Bay on the 27th to play Tampa Bay. Now they play Tampa. That second game against Tampa Bay is now in Dallas. It's 27. It went from two games at Tampa Bay on the road to a game at Tampa Bay on the road and a game at home against Tampa Bay. Nashville at Dallas, scheduled originally for the 15th of February, is now scheduled for March 7th. So they do have a little bit of homestand coming up after they get out of this road trip. They now have a six-game homestand. Tampa Bay once, Columbus twice, Nashville once, Chicago twice. Very, very important stretch there. Then Dallas at Columbus, which was originally scheduled for March 15th, is now scheduled for Sunday, March 14th. So drop in. There's that first one. That's the back-to-back. The Stars were supposed to play at Columbus on the 13th and 15th. Now they play at Columbus on the 13th and 14th. Add in a back-to-back there now. Now Tampa Bay at Dallas, which was really scheduled for February 20th. That was Saturday's game. Now is Tuesday, March 16th. That is why that game at Columbus is being rearranged. And the Stars went from having a game on Saturday and Monday to Saturday and Sunday with a game on Tuesday. Nashville at Dallas, originally scheduled for February 16th, is now March 21st. Dallas at Nashville, scheduled for April 29th, is now April 11th. Dallas at Tampa Bay, scheduled for March 1st, is now Thursday, April 29th. Dallas at Tampa Bay, originally scheduled for May 4th, is now May 5th. Dallas Tampa Bay, originally scheduled for May 10th, is now May 7th. Dallas at Chicago, originally scheduled for May 6th, is now May 9th. Dallas at Chicago, originally scheduled for May 8th, is now May 10th. So, what does all that mean? Because I started reading them, and I was like, you're not going to retain what I'm telling you right here. So what does all that mean in the grand scheme of things? The season still scheduled to start end on May 10th. The Stars will still end their year on May 10th. Now, they end their schedule with a seven-game road trip at Nashville twice, at Florida, to at Tampa Bay. That's a back-to-back on May 3rd and May 4th, at Chicago for two games, and then they finish their season at Tampa Bay on May 10th. That's all automatically a brutal stretch. Now, you go into kind of the more difficult areas of it. The Stars now will play their final, they played 13 games, so they have 43 games left. They play 43 games in 76 days. 43 games in 76 days. That's nuts, honestly. You just go ahead and bookmark it from today, February 24th, to the end of the season. They play 44. There's going to be 44 hockey games. If you want to watch hockey, great. That is not good news for the Dallas Stars. They now have back-to-backs. They have 10 back-to-backs between now and the end of the season. They've got the new road trip at the end of the year, seven games on the road at the end of the season. Like I said, 10 back-to-backs. And that's just, I mean, it's just, it's brutal. And it becomes arguably the hardest remaining schedule in the league because you factor in who they're playing, obviously, and they're playing uphill. But they're playing 44 games in the span of 2 months and a week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, it's 8 weeks, essentially. They're playing 44 games of hockey games. 10 times they're playing on a back-to-back. Some of those involve travel as well. So they do have some back-to-backs in which they have to travel from one location to another. It's just, you know, it's not good. It's not good for this team, and they've dug themselves a hole, and now they're going to be up against it. And you know, there's nobody to blame. You know, in terms of the schedule, I mean, some of it's out of their control, even the schedule being, you know, the way that it is now. But you know, you don't dig yourselves this hole. You're good looking at the schedule, and go, man, that's brutal. But we're a good enough hockey team. We can deal with it. Maybe we don't finish second, but we finish third or fourth pretty comfortably. Now it's going, man, they got to make up all these games. And they're gonna make up 10 points in the standings. You know, that's a big ask. And so, you know, I don't know how it's gonna go. I'm less comfortable about this team making the playoffs than I was a week ago. I still think they're a playoff caliber team. That, you know, I'm certain about that. I think they're gonna be in the mix. You know, I don't think this stretch of what we've seen is what they are, but they cannot let this continue to spiral. And I've been saying that for, it feels like ages now. They can't let this spiral. And Monday was the worst we've seen it get. They got to flip the script. You know, Wednesday's, like I said, Wednesday's going to tell you everything you need to know. This team comes out with no energy and no drive, no passion. Press the panic button because I don't know how they get better because, you know, Tyler Seguin, he's not coming back till the end of next month. You can't play like this until Tyler Seguin gets back and then hope you can turn it around. By that point, the season will be gone. They got to flip it now and they got to start making some gains now in the standings. And, you know, if they come out Wednesday and even if they lose by a goal, but they come out and they really, really, I mean, just flying around, you know, doing everything they can, then I think you go, okay, this team really is just unlucky right now. And it'll even out. The luck will even out. But you know, Wednesday's going to be a big part of it. And Wednesday and Thursday, two games against Florida. You have to win one of those. You have to win one of those games. You lose them both, I don't even know where you go from there. I really don't. You have to win one of these games against Florida and get back on the right path. So that's going to do it for this episode. We'll be back with a post game Wednesday night, maybe Thursday morning when you hear it, post game after the Florida game. And we'll have the same thing after the second Florida game as well. You got a bunch more episodes coming up because we got so much hockey. We got three more games still this week. So we'll have previews and we'll have post games and we'll have previews of Tampa Bay and probably do like a monthly roundup, although not a whole lot of good stuff to talk about, unfortunately. But you got plenty of content coming your way the rest of the week. But We'll talk to you tomorrow. If you haven't, make sure to follow on Twitter at Locked On Stars. You can follow my personal account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, so we show up in your feed every single day. That's going to do it for this episode. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. Lots of content coming your way. But until tomorrow, I'll talk to you later. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.